You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is a presentation of the Afro Existential Podcast. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Previously on Dead Weight, a journey in Afro Existential. Brady Mulligan had purchased lottery tickets, but his luck ran out, permanently, when he choked on his chicken. Georgina Mulligan had hoped she could call on her ancestors for a sign via her old Ouija board, but her ancestors blocked her number. However, the son Oliver received the only sign he needed, and that was a big fat money sign. It appears that Colt is not the baby's daddy. And if that doesn't tick the cake, Georgina's sister Helen has stopped by for an ill-timed and unexpected visit. And now you're all caught up for episode number 2.
She's on her way up!
You said you wanted a sign.
But is it a sign to do it or not to do it? What do you think I should do?
Mother, have you heard of the term asshole?
Don't talk about your Aunt Helen that way.
Listen, the gig is up, so we should call the coroner now.
You're right. Okay, let's move him. And when she leaves, I'll decide. But we got to get rid of her quick. Where should we move Daddy?
The closet.
She may try and hang up her coat, being nosy. No. Put him in the steamer trunk. She'd never look in there, and I can lock it.
And that is what we refer to as an asshole.
He can be rolled out in that. If we don't do it, we can just dump him back out. I mean, lift him back out, not dump. I mean, if you think that would work. I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
It sounds like you do know what to do. I'll get his legs. Let's get him in this trunk, okay? Okay, on three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Let's take the stairs. Cut her off before she comes up.
Got it. The stairs. What should I tell her?
You can't think of a lie? Seriously. Tell her I'm sick. Tell her I just entered the witness protection program. Or got abducted by a UFO. Just don't let her come up here. Okay. Ooh, what's this? Another ticket? The money you wasted on these stupid lotto tickets. What good they do us.
Herb Garson here. Welcome back to Celebrity Gossip News. So, last week, pop princess Marissa J overdosed at the Roscoe Chicken and Waffles in Los Angeles. By the way, I love their chicken and waffles. We were the first to post the pictures of the pop princess dead on the throne, so to speak. And we have exclusive pictures of her in her casket. We'll have those pictures when we break.
Don't. Horrible. I don't want to see her in the casket. It's Helen. Didn't I tell him not to let Helen come up here?
Hi. My husband has been blowing up your husband's phone. Where's Brady? Who are you looking down the hall for? He's not coming up.
No, he is. He'll be back.
Oh, my Todd? I said he just dropped me off.
No, Ollie. He just went down the stairs to meet you.
Why? I took the stairs up. I didn't see him.
He didn't take... I told him to take the stairs. I didn't want you to climb 13 flights to have to turn back around and leave.
I just got here. I have to catch my breath. Why do I have to turn back around? Girl, this coat closet, you don't believe in letting anything go, do you? Is that your old... Girl, it's none of my business. What is up, people do? Oh, it smells so good in here. You baking cakes? By the way, did you get that other coach purse I sent you?
Yes, thank you.
It's beautiful. I'm not feeling very, very good. I think I may have caught a bug or something. I was about to go lie down.
Good. You got it. You never mentioned it, so I didn't know if you got it. You know how people steal packages right off your front steps these days. Let me feel your forehead. You don't feel warm. Coach sponsored the gala at the Dorothy Chandler, so I asked for an extra one for you. Oh, there it is. It's not even in stores yet. It's cute, right? You're baking a cake while you're sick? I won't be eating any of that contaminated cake. Remember, Mother used to say, birthday cake was the dirtiest cake in the world. People spitting all over it when they blow out the candles. She tickled me.
It's not a birthday cake, and it's not for you. It's for the church fundraiser.
Oh, look. It's on TV. Isn't that sad about Marissa? Poor thing. These kids and these drugs, it breaks my heart. Now look, someone she knew snapping pictures of her dead in the casket. You can't even rest in peace at your own funeral.
They keep showing that picture of her in the casket. It's horrid. I mean, the dress is nice, but that hair is a mess.
Mm-hmm, no different from when she was alive, poor thing. You know Lola knew her from school. She said she was really sweet before the drugs. Gina, now that you mention it, you do look kind of worn out. There is a virus going around. Do you have muscle and joint pain?
Yes, I sure do. I should probably lie down.
Wait, do you have malaise? Headache, mild fever?
Yes, now that you mention it, I think I do.
Don't lie down! Zika virus! I just heard about it all on NPR. They say whatever you do, don't lie down. Wait, or is that a concussion?
I don't feel that bad, Helen.
That's how the virus starts. I'm going to go in this kitchen and boil you up this detoxification tea I have. I have some for my new shaman. You remember Randy, our old contractor. He put in the infinity pool, and I talked about him so bad because it took forever. Well, he changed his name to Taka Taka Kaboom. He's a certified shaman now. That Randy was an awful contractor, but Taka Taka is a great shaman. He really is. Are these Duncan Hines box cakes? You making box cakes for the church fundraiser? You are a mess! It's the thought that counts, right?
Mind your business.
Let me finish making this for you, Miss Grumpy, and I will be on my very way. It's supposed to get all the toxins out of you, so you might need the whole damn box. Oh, what are all these boxes over there?
What boxes?
Am I hallucinating? You don't see boxes stacked up by the door? Are you finally giving this old stuff to the Goodwill? Thank goodness all this clutter will make you sick.
How about you just worry about your clutter? Oliver is moving out.
What did you just say? Well, it's about time, isn't it? Wait, moving out or getting kicked out? What did he do now?
Nothing. He's writing again.
What? Bad checks? Is that what he did again?
No, thank God. He didn't do anything, Helen.
A mother's love. Ain't nothing like it, except glaucoma.
Glaucoma? I'm not blind. He's not a bad person.
No, just a bad thief. That's why he keeps going to jail.
Brady and him got into a terrible fight about whatever it was he did. I was afraid Oliver might physically do him harm.
Really? Oh, honey, Ollie wouldn't hurt a fly. He's too lazy. He'd steal the fly's wings, but only if the fly sat the wings down somewhere and stepped away.
He just doesn't want to work. Brady tells him all the time, you act like you're afraid to get your hands dirty.
He is. Speaking of Brady, where is he?
At the video store. Working late. You know he's
looking through his lotto tickets to see if he won, huh?
You know I don't believe in that foolishness.
Neither do I. I got mine, though. I even bought some for my cleaning lady and my gardener. If they win, they better not quit. If Brady wins, He's gonna buy you a palace. I know how much you hate living on this side of town.
I never said I hate living here.
You say it every chance you get. I say, Gina, wasn't it hot today? Then you'll say, it was worse over here, Helen. That's why I hate living over here.
I guess it's grown on me since then.
Since yesterday? You know this area is gonna flip soon. Mark my words, George Lucas is building a movie studio over here. Or is it a museum? It's a museum. This area is going to flip like a pancake.
That's what they say.
It's true, Gina. Have you noticed how homeless people now have great shoes?
Yes. I saw one bag lady wearing a pair of what I am pretty sure were a pair of Louboutins. Red bottoms.
They're not homeless. They're the hipsters taking over this area. They all like to look homeless. Don't ask me why. I was at an art opening over this way. Tall man walked in with long blonde hair, looking like Jesus on his 39th day in the desert. I said he's either homeless, coming off the street for free wine, or a Calvin Klein model coming off the runway.
Which was he?
They said he was some famous model, and he bought a purple smudge on a white canvas for $10,000. It looked like the artist accidentally dropped grape jelly on a tablecloth, and his art dealer said, "Waste not, what not. Put a price tag on it." I'm telling you, now is the time to buy over here.
Unfortunately, I'm not rich like you.
Oh, shut up. We are both rich. We just circulate our money in different ways.
Oh, that's what you always say.
It's true. Hey, we could buy a duplex together. We'd be investors. I could put the 20% down and one tenant could cover the mortgage. You could live there free and just manage the property. Wouldn't that be great?
I always wanted to be a slumlord.
You'd rather just rent from one. Okay. Anyway, moving on. My husband was trying to call your husband.
Why?
He's excited about his new car.
Well, he's not here.
I can see he's not here, Georgina. Why are you so snippy? I'm trying to be nice.
I'm sorry, but I told you I wasn't feeling well, didn't I?
Okay. You don't have to tell me twice. I can take a hint. I just had an ask for Lola's wedding.
I told her I would do it.
Do what?
Make her wedding cake.
You're gonna make her a box cake?
Say box cake one more time and I will.
I'm just kidding. First of all, she didn't ask you to do it. You offered. Now, you won't return her calls or texts.
I've just been so busy.
Doing what?
Minding my business.
Which is what?
None of yours.
Well, ain't you in a mood today? You asked me why you don't have any likes on Facebook. This is why.
I never asked you that. Tell her I'll do it.
Mm-mm-mm. That ship has sailed and you ain't on it.
The wedding is months away. The ship shouldn't even be at the dock yet.
The ship was at the dock. Folks got on, they cracked the champagne on the side of it, and it has sailed on. You know that reality show is doing her entire wedding, and they don't have time to waste. Did I tell you a reality show is doing her entire wedding? The entire thing from soup to nuts?
Yes, yes. I think you've mentioned it a million times.
No, I haven't. Have I? Well, they are. It's not like I'm lying. The truth ain't no rumor. The producers selected some famous celebrity chefs to make their cake.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
Can you believe we are living in a time where you can be famous for being a cook for somebody halfway famous? Lola said she was trying to get you in the running, but apparently Miss Duncan Hines can't return calls to her only niece. She's too busy minding her own business.
I didn't know that was what she was calling for.
You need context to return my child's call? Anyway, since the network is paying for the whole wedding, it's up to them. It's saving us a fortune. So it would be Sara Lee as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, the exposure would have been great for my cake business.
If you're not returning calls, is it a business or a hobby? Why do they keep showing poor Marissa dead in that casket? They must have paid a lot of money for that photo, and clearly they are trying to make every cent back.
I think one of her relatives took that picture and sold it.
No. Really? How do you know? Is that what they said? Which one?
I'm sure. That family was always sketchy, especially that mother.
My heart goes out to them. It's horrible all the way around.
I know. Overdosing at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, of all places. I mean, really. And the one on Pico? Oh, can it get any worse? At least go to the one in Pasadena to have an overdose.
Poor thing. I just hope she got to eat first. You know, Lola said Oliver and her were an item in high school.
They were prom king and queen.
That's right. I forgot about that. Gosh, time flies.
And stand still at the same time.
Oh, you are starting to look bad, Gina. Really beat down and worn out. Go to your doctor tomorrow and get checked out for Zika.
Say Zika virus one more time, Helen, and I swear.
Okay, not another word.
I didn't see her downstairs.
Speak of the devil and hell walks in. Give your favorite aunt a hug.
You must have forgotten your Aunt Helen's agoraphobia. That's why I specifically told you to take the stairs.
All that money you spend on psychoanalysis and you still afraid of elevators?
I'm not afraid of them. I just don't want to die in one. Speaking of dying, Marissa.
People have to learn how to just say no.
And people also need to wipe the cocaine from under their nose. No, I'm talking about the photo of her dead in the casket.
It would be worse if she wasn't dead in the casket.
Stop being silly. You two were loved at Westlake Academy.
Everyone loved and adored me back then. Then we went broke and no one loved me anymore, including the deceased.
It's true what they say. Peacock today, feather duster tomorrow. Your mother says that you're moving out?
Thrown out would be more accurate.
Really? I guess that's how baby birds learn to fly, though. Even at 30-something. Just gotta flap those wings and...
Didn't you say you knew how to take a hint?
Can you imagine if we met most of what we said? Don't worry. Todd will be here shortly to scoop me back up.
Where is Uncle Toddy? Is he coming up here?
He's driving around the block. He's got that new Tesla.
Wow. How much did that set him back?
That's so tacky to ask that. Georgina, you didn't teach your child better manners than that. You don't ask someone how much something cost. It was $134,000. Isn't that ridiculous for a car? Do you know what I can do with $134,000? I could buy me a Tesla.
Is he coming up?
He was afraid to park in this neighborhood. He said it looks like the Walking Dead around here, so he's driving around.
The Walking what?
It's a TV show about the entertainment business in Los Angeles. Mother, he's afraid of the crackheads in the park.
Isn't that silly? I mean, what's a crackhead gonna do with a Tesla? I mean, where would they plug it in?
You didn't come just to see your favorite nephew?
The last time I came to see you, you were away at college, as your mother likes to call it. I even gave your mother some money to put on your books. I mean, for your books.
She never mentioned that.
Didn't I? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I had other things on my mind, like getting you out of jail.
As you could imagine, I was deep in my studies.
Well, that is what college is all about, right? Learn the lessons that you didn't learn in school.
Helen, what exactly do you want? We are kind of in the middle of something.
I can see. Ollie, your mother has been trying to kick me out since I got here. I don't know why. Listen, I have very exciting news. Oh, my gosh. Is that the old steamer truck?
Yes. No, sit on the couch with me.
But don't sit on it.
Why?
We use it as a coffee table. Now we put our plates on it. We use it as a coffee table now.
I'll sit by you, nephew, at least until we can get your mother checked out for that Zika. Did your mother ever tell you how she locked me in that trunk when we were little girls?
It was an accident. And didn't I say I was sorry?
After mother beat you with that ping pong paddle.
I don't remember.
I'll never forget it. It was almost like I was being beat myself. Almost. You and I are going to be on TV.
What? How? When?
What about me?
We're not doing America's Most Wanted.
You got jokes.
Forgive me.
It was cops.
Oh, forgive me. Cops.
I do not see why you two think that's so funny. Let her finish, please.
The producers of the wedding show did a pre-interview with me.
Well, why did they interview you?
I'm the mother of the damn bride, Georgina. Why wouldn't they interview me?
I still can't believe Lola found a sucker to marry her. That nose job was a good investment.
It really paid for itself. And the show is paying for everything else. It saved us about $100,000.
That's a down payment on a house.
Your mother's wedding was about that much. All that money for one day. I bet a lot of people wish they had that money now, huh? Anyway, I told the producers about our great-grandma's diamond and pearl wedding necklace and how it's been passed down to the women in our family.
To wear on their
wedding day. Your mother was the last to wear it, so I figured we could give it to her on TV together. The producers ate it up like
wedding cake.
Yes, like wedding cake. It would mean so much to Lola, especially since she thinks we hate each other.
Well, why would she think that?
She's an only child, so she doesn't know how sisters can hate each other and love each other at the same time.
I don't hate you, Helen.
I was just kidding. Who cares about what stupid Lola thinks? Why are you crying? You're gonna make me cry.
Because of the necklace.
Isn't it a great idea? Where is it?
I don't have it anymore. I had to pawn it.
Stop being silly. You'd never pawn that. Oh, my God. You're not joking.
Oliver, take the tea kettle off, please. I needed the money to post bail for Oliver.
Which time?
The first time. I couldn't let you sit in jail and be molested or God knows what.
Why not? I mean, of course not.
The necklace was just sitting there, not being used.
You couldn't ask me for the money?
I had just borrowed all that money from you to try to save our old house. I couldn't ask for another loan.
A loan is something you have to pay back. I never asked for that money back.
My intention was to pay you back, Helen, and I couldn't take another handout from you.
Now it's a handout? Was it a loan or a handout?
Do you think it's easy having to ask you for money?
You make it look easy.
It isn't. And that's why I did it.
Gina, Los Angeles is in the middle of a drought, and you are wasting water with those crocodile tears.
What's that supposed to mean?
Forget it. I release it and let it go.
Well, in a way, it was your idea to sell it. I mean, you gave me the idea. You said there was nothing wrong with selling things if I needed extra money.
I meant like Avon or Amway or this old oversized furniture, not a family heirloom.
And you said yourself that you never thought that Lola would get married.
It wasn't legal back then. And plus, I stopped saying that after she had that gastric bypass surgery 5 years ago.
I was going to go back and get the necklace out, and by the time I went back, it was gone.
Gone? Mm-hmm. Gone? Did you know your mother was doing this?
No, I didn't even know there was a necklace.
I think I did what any mother would do for her child.
Enable them? It didn't occur to you to tell me you were going to pawn it and give me a chance to buy it first?
It's always about you, isn't it? The line always starts behind Helen the Great.
Please explain how you pawning a family heirloom to get your son out of jail is about me.
Even when we were kids, it was always about you. I guess I'm just not as quick on my feet or as smart as you always were.
Even when we were kids. So are we back to the Stone Age?
I feel horrible.
Don't blame yourself.
Why the hell not? Sometimes people should blame themselves. No, shame to my game, there should be shame to people's game. You should both blame yourselves and feel horrible. You for always getting into trouble, and you for always bailing him out of it. No. You, Georgina, for not telling me you were going to pawn something that wasn't yours to sell.
I am sorry. If I love my child more than I love a trinket.
If it was just a trinket, why didn't you see if I wanted it?
Maybe I didn't want you to have it. I mean,
that's the sister I know. You know, Daddy thought you were dumb. But Mother knew how vindictive you were.
That's why Mother used to take me out of school for our secret spa days, because she thought I was so vindictive. She made me promise not to mention it to you. And until now, I never did, because I never wanted to make you feel bad.
You big dummy!
What's so funny? It's true. She did.
Oliver, your mother didn't want to make me feel bad until now. Georgina, she did that for the both of us.
Both of us? I guess I'm just a horrible person.
I guess you guessed right then.
But I always thought I was doing the right thing. You've always blamed me for losing our parents' house.
Since you keep bringing it up to this day, I'm not quite sure how you lose a house that's paid for when you inherited it, or how a new will popped up that left you everything, but...
But it did, Helen.
It did, didn't it? But you couldn't hold on to it or a goddamn necklace. I just don't quite understand it.
What's to understand? You were off traveling the world, focusing on your dance career, and I stayed back to take care of our parents.
I'm so tired of that story, Gina.
She's tired. You don't know what tired is. Try taking care of a sick parent. I hope you never have that problem, Oliver.
So this is what's true. You didn't make it into the touring company because you got knocked up. I did, and you always resented me for it. But I wasn't on vacation. I was working. I've been paying my own way since I was 18.
That's your truth, but it's not mine.
I said it before, and I will say it again. The truth ain't no rumor. Just because you ignore or choose to be ignorant of a fact doesn't make it false. Here's another fact. Our parents were fine when I left. Played tennis 3 times a week. So I'm not sure who you felt like you had to take care of since you were knocked up, unemployed, and didn't have 2 nickels to rub together.
Lies!
Let's pull out his birth certificate and compare it to your wedding certificates. Dates don't lie. What's that ringing? Is there a phone inside the steamer trunk?
It's my old cell phone. I have all my stuff packed in there for the move. I must have forgot to turn it off.
Oh, listen. I didn't come here to argue with you.
Really? You could have fooled me.
I just thought we could do something nice as sisters for Lola's wedding.
At least for TV.
Exactly. At least on TV. I thought the necklace would be a nice thing to do. You know, something old. The house is old. Oliver, you're a genius.
I am?
Yes. Well, no, not really. But you said the money we would have spent on the wedding is a down payment on a house. I have an even better idea for a wedding gift. You are going to die.
What?
You know that rapper Count Basie that bought our old house?
No, it's Count the Bass G. I love the gospel remix of his song. Your lips say no, but your other lips be screaming. Yes.
That vulgar man. He stuck 400 statues of Venus de Milo all over the lawn, up the driveway, on the roof. That beautiful house looks crazy now. It looks like a bordello, and I heard it looked just as gaudy inside. My old friends in Hancock still don't talk to me because of that man bought that house like it was my fault.
Is that why you think they don't talk to you?
What about the house?
He declared bankruptcy.
Imagine that.
The house is going on the market. We're not using the wedding savings. I'll put an offer in on the house. Remove those statues, strip it back to the original house, give them the keys for a wedding gift on the show. That would be the something old, the house. Isn't that a great idea?
I mean, it needs so much work. If it's that crazy on the outside, What would it look like on the inside?
I know, but we know the bones are good, and the location is great. We have the extra money since we're not using it for the wedding.
I'm just saying, I imagine it needs so much work, and who knows if they even want to live there.
I got it. It needs work. I'm not afraid of work. Besides, it's not like either of you plan on picking up a hammer and nail and getting your hands dirty. I mean, you're welcome to do so.
You know, I'll do whatever I can. I love that house more than anything.
Now it'll be back in the family and we can have family gatherings there like we used to before. Won't that be great?
Yes,
sure. Great.
Of course.
That was not convincing at all. Brady will think it's a good idea. Does he normally work this late? Do you think he's trapped in the trunk?
What? What did you say?
I said, do you think he's trapped at work? What's wrong with you two? You're both acting extra strange.
Nothing. It's a great idea. The house. Right, Ma?
Right. I can't think of anything greater than that house being back in our family. God is good.
All the time, sis. Can I borrow that old picture of Mom and Dad on the TV? I can have it scanned and put the picture in a locket for her. Or don't you want me to have that either?
I swear you can be so hateful, Helen.
Hey, sweetie, I'll be right down. She said he's at work. I know. He'll see it when he sees it. Hey, I have a great idea about what to do with Lola's wedding money. Get your checkbook handy. Hello? It's not a bad connection. Sit tight. Shut up. No one is going to carjack you. I'll be right down.
Here's a picture of Mommy and Daddy. The glass frame is Waterford. It's crystal.
Do you want to keep the frame, too?
Huh? Oh, no. Daddy gave it to Mommy for their 15th anniversary. It's Waterford. Crystal. 15 years is real. Crystal. You know what? Keep it. She should have it, long as it stays in the family, right? Give it to Lola as our wedding present.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. I'm sure she'll love it. I'll let you two get back to whatever you were up to. Good luck, Oliver.
With what?
Moving.
Moving what? I'm not moving anything.
That's what I thought. You ain't never leaving.
Helen, give your husband a hug for me.
I will. And I'm so sorry I didn't get to see Brady. When you see him, give him my love.
You sold that necklace? A family heirloom because of me?
Huh? Oh, that?
Aunt Helen was right.
She always thinks she's right. But I know one thing she's not going to be right about. If anyone is going to buy that house, it's going to be me and you.
Well, why not? After all, it works for Norman Bates and his mother... Join us again for episode number 3 of Dead Weight, A Journey in Afro-Existentialism.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.